Radio Brisbane, this is Craig Zonka.
Now, of course, next week, this time plus 12 hours, it will be State of Origin time. Game number 3, live from Lang Park, with the Queenslanders hoping to secure the series yet again to make it, what would it be if we won in 2017? I think 11 of the past 12 series, which would just be superb. They squared it up in Sydney a couple of weeks ago. Camp Marone underway right now. A couple of changes to the squad as well. Kevin Walters is the Queensland coach. I had the chance to catch up with him yesterday for a few minutes, one-on-one, share a bit of advice, talk about what's going to unfold over the next couple of weeks and how he might be feeling himself.
Oh, a little bit nervous, a little bit excited again. Pretty big match, isn't it, for all Queenslanders? And we're very fortunate to be involved in it from a coaching point of view, a staff point of view. Really excited about the next few days.
How about that pressure on your shoulders right now? Have you had to go for a few massages yourself?
No, look, the pressure's on the players, really. They're the ones that have got to go out in the middle of the field and put their bodies on the line for their state and their mates. So, you know, we'll just do everything we can from a staff point of view with their preparation, making sure that, you know, when the game comes around, that they're ready to go in the way that we were for game two. We're a little bit off for game one in a few areas, and we need to get better again after game two, but I'm sure we can get them right to put in a great performance.
Can you take me inside that dressing room at half time? I know you might not be able to say everything that you told the players,
no,
but give us an impression of what you did, because it was a bit of a contrast the second half of game number two in Sydney to what we first saw in the 40 minutes prior.
I don't think there was anything too much that I said. There was just a lot of belief coming from the players. We went into half time. Michael Morgan got held up over the try line, so that was a big thing for us, a positive into half time. When you consider game one, New South Wales had scored right on the half time bell, so positive. We just had to fix a few areas without a fence, and we got that right. And when we scored next, we're always going to be in the contest, and that was the case. True Queensland way, we just hung in there, and the big boys got the job done in the end, which was a great feeling.
Oh, and that conversion from JT to seal the deal. He's not there for the decider.
No, that's a big loss for us, as is Darius Boyd. But we're fortunate as Queenslanders to bring two really good young players into the squad in Cameron Munster and Ben Hunt. And Michael Morgan will play a different role for the team as well in game three. So we're very excited about all of that and that unfolding. They are our future, these boys. So it's a great opportunity for them to really hit the ground running. It's a big occasion, but we wouldn't give them a jersey if they didn't think we were up to it.
Yeah. So who's going to have number 6 on their back next week?
Well, we don't know, do we?
You might.
Oh, I think we do. We've got a good idea on what's going to happen, but we just keep everyone as relaxed as we can. Then once we get into our serious more training later in the week, we'll make sure that we get our, all that right, and we get the right person wearing them. I don't think it's going to matter too much, to be honest with you. With both of those boys, they're very similar players. They're both playing 5'8 for their clubs. So whoever gets the jumper and whoever plays in the centre, they'll do a fantastic job for Queensland.
Kevin Walters, what's tougher, coaching or playing for Queensland?
Oh, playing's definitely a lot harder. Certainly
harder on the body.
Physically, yeah. Certainly, and mentally as well for players. It's a big ask. A lot at stake. You know, in game three, the series is on the line. But coaching, I enjoy the coaching side of it, I've got to say. It's a big challenge for us all, but one that we're all looking forward to.
It's a remarkable thing to pull on the jersey for Queensland, to then coach Queensland as well. You've done both. You've got a great team around you and the hopes of the state riding on your shoulders. Jeff Horn, I know you're going to be bringing him into the camp in a couple of days.
Yeah, we will be. Yeah, we'll be using, not using him, but we'll be happy to see Jeff. What a performance from him last Sunday. Some of our players were there, and I was there as well to witness what he achieved. It was remarkable, really remarkable.
And what sort of motivation does he provide to a team like the Maroons? Well,
not so much motivation, but again, what he did in that ring, he was in some trouble at different stages throughout the fight, and I know little about boxing, but from what I see and hear and read, and he just didn't give up. He never gave up. That's the true Queensland way. And in the end, he won the fight. It was a great achievement. We're really happy for him and really amazed at what he's achieved. It's probably one of those great sporting moments in the history of Australian sport, and he's a Queenslander. How good.
You've got a smile on your face, Kevin Walters. I hope we're seeing that smile in a week's time as well, ahead of game number three. And what's it going to come down to? What do you think is going to be the difference between the two sides on the night?
Well, I think defence wins the bigger games. So we've got to really be strong there, aggressive with everything that we do defensively. We know that they've got some really talented players amongst their group from right across the field. So defence will be the key to our victory, and that's what we're working on all week.